98.5, it's your country and homegrown on a Tuesday night. Cody Mack with you and Brian Lorente in studio. What's going on, man?
Cody, thanks for having me, man.
Well, likewise, last week couldn't get you in here due to some personal things, but glad we were able to squeeze you in here.
It worked out. I appreciate it. Thanks for the flexibility.
Hey, likewise, man. You work with me, so it happens. So tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you've been in here on Homegrown before, but your first time with me, so let's remind
you. Yeah, and you're my third Homegrown DJ. I get to break in, so. What about me? I guess first and foremost, it's important for people to know that I'm a Youper.
You're a Youper, okay.
I'm a Youper, and what that means from someone from Texas is that I grew up above the bridge.
All right.
In Michigan. So I was imported down here. We've been kicking around the music scene down here for 5 or 6 years, myself and my band, The Usual Suspects. Can't get enough of Michigan fans. We love doing shows down here, and we love hanging out. And we released our last album here, 245, a couple years ago. And we're finally back at the spot where we're getting back into the studio and putting together a lot of new music and stuff. So we're real excited. We've kind of been sneaking out some of those new songs for people, which I'm not going to do tonight.
Well, fine then. Do that way.
But you know what you're going to have to come see. It's to hear some of the new stuff.
Well, so tell me what got you kind of started in music.
It was a couple different things. I mean, I started out in the church choir back in old Moran, you know, when I was shorter than 6'5" then. Several years ago, I picked up a guitar and I started learning to write and I started learning to sing, and then I got out and I started playing for people, and it just kind of caught wind, and I started going to open mic nights. And so the band and I got together there, and we figured we had something, and we started working at it. And so, you know, just kind of building it, heading down south whenever we can, and here we are.
So tell me, how old were you when you wrote your first song?
How old was I when I wrote my first? I was probably 18 or 19.
So let me guess, was it about a broken heart? It usually happens that way.
The first song I ever wrote was about a broken heart from a girl from Kalamazoo.
Okay, so now you're making me think back to the big band days. Got a gal in Kalamazoo.
Girl from Kalamazoo, yep. Write whatever works.
It always seems to be that's the case. That's how somebody starts writing songs.
Willie Nelson says it, man. You know, music's real. You gotta get your heart broken a few times to write a good tune. Yeah, there are some heartbreak songs on, you know, that I like to write. I love songs that are amped up and are about partying and about getting out. That's kind of like I like where country music's at right now, because it's basically all about having a good time and relaxing and not, you know, not taking life too overly serious. And that's kind of how we do our shows. We just kind of go have a good time, and we try to keep it cranked up as long as we can. Then I go ice my knees and my shoulders, and I drive home.
All right, so tell me about the album 245. So did you write a lot of the songs on here? Any co-writes?
We did, yeah. We had a couple co-writers. We stayed in Michigan for the entire album, which was pretty cool. Our buddy Matt Atkins co-wrote the song Mexico Moon on there. Myself and a couple other band members, Buddy Sebastian and Kurt Stone, wrote a couple of the tunes. I was lucky enough to be able to put several of those for myself on there. Chad Riggs, another Lansing guy, the Big Riggs band over in Lansing, he contributed some notes to it as well. So yeah, we did a lot of collaboration. We recorded it here. We did all the manufacturer stuff here, and I'm glad we did it. I love it, and I can't wait to, I got some stuff set up down in Nashville, so hopefully in the next couple months we're gonna go try it down there and come back with different tunes and a new sound and kind of see how it goes. But 245 was real special to me. It's got two versions of a track on there called Stay With Me Tonight that has just been a song that a Battle Creek native Joe Bays brought that song to me several years ago, and we were sitting in the basement, and we put that together in one night, and it was pretty cool. And Joe and I had to go do some shots after we did that. But the song has never gone away, and everybody just loves that song. And if we don't do it, I get hate mail, and people get angry. So there's two versions of it on 245. I'm trying pretty hard right now to make the full band version of Stay With Me Tonight something more.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to play it for you right now. Stay With Me Tonight, Brian Lorente and The Usual Suspects on Win 98.5.
Gonna hide my heart, deepest part of my chest. Gonna give up on love, gonna give it a rest. 'Cause I've been hurt too many times to play these games. Give me a reason why I shouldn't turn away. Well, she said, and I love the way you take my hand. Light of love, of that light in your eyes. I love the way you hold me tight. So baby, why don't you just stay with me tonight? Yeah, that stopped me dead in my tracks. Why does she still have That look in her eyes, oh, it's begging me to stay. What should I do? Tell me, how should I feel? Lord, give me a sign that this love is real. And she said, I love her the way you take my hand. Why don't you just stay with me tonight? I love her the way you take my hand. I love that light in your eyes. I love the way you hold me tight. So baby, why don't you just stay with me?
It's Homegrown on Win 98.5. Brian Lorente and the Usual Suspects there and Stay With Me Tonight off their 245 album. So you said you're going back into the studio and doing some things in Nashville. Like, you got any dates set up with some songwriters down there?
I've been lucky enough to have some songs actually shipped up to me.
Very nice.
My time schedule is ugly, so I was lucky enough to not... I just didn't have the time to sit down and do a lot of trips back and forth and all that stuff, and... So I put some feelers out, and I asked if I could get some songs sent up to me. So after about 30 songs, we found 5 or 6 that we really, really liked, and we took 2 or 3 of our own. So right now we're playing with about 15 songs. I really only want to come back with this next kind of smaller album and do maybe like 5 tracks.
A little EP.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a little EP and just kind of get something back out there, but and that's probably how we're going to do it. But yeah, I was lucky enough to get some Nashville songwriters to be able to ship me up some stuff, so I feel very privileged on that. Hopefully we all do them justice. Well, you know, the Nashville Songwriter Association says it. You know, they have a sticker they keep, you know, it all starts with a song.
It is.
If,
that's
if,
right.
you do, if you don't have that great song with everything in it, it doesn't matter who's singing it, really.
Very true. Well, what are you going to play for me?
I'm actually going to do a song that we're working on doing a rewrite on, and it's from an acoustic album that I put out a while ago, and I kind of want to do this tonight because I think it'll be cool for people to hear this and go back and listen to it, and then when we do the rewrite, you'll get kind of a different feel for what it's called. But this one's called Room 18, and it was written for a friend of mine who had a weird experience about staying in a hotel room called Room 18. And as I was writing it, and I called her, I was like, this isn't going to be as funny as you want it to be, but it kind of turned into the story. And it was another tune that I thought about putting on 245, but it wasn't... It was a little slower, and it was another kind of slower tune that I thought would change the feel of 245. So we shelved it, and when we started working on the new stuff, we pulled it back out, and we said, let's go back at it.
All right, well, here you go. It's Brian Lorente on Homegrown and Win 98.5.
It was raining one night about 2 a.m. She was lying there, thinking about him and the times they had. She was torturing herself. She was thinking about his blue eyes looking at her and the way he made her feel. Telling jokes and the way she felt. Looking at him. She's lying there wondering what to do. Why she can't sleep, or she can't move, she don't know. She just thinks to herself, why am I lying here all alone when all I gotta do is pick up the phone and tell him, come see me. I'm in a room right here right now from you, and I've got something I forgot to do tonight. The door is open, won't you come on down? She put her hand to her head and then she smiled. The thought of her being so damn wild never, ever happened before. Well, she never put herself up there on the line, so vulnerable and scared all at the same time. She knew what she had to do, and she bit her lip as she reached for the phone to call him. She heard her say hello on the other side, her heart raced fast, pounding in the night. Yeah, she thought to herself, why am I lying here all alone when all I gotta do is open my mouth and tell him, see me. I'm in a room 18 right down from you, and I've got something I forgot to do tonight. Yeah, the door's open, won't you come on down? Yeah, come on down. He was about to hang up the phone, she spoke to him in a soft voice on the other line, saying, I'm in a room 18 right down from you, and I've got something I forgot to do tonight. I'm in a room 18 right down from you, and I've got something I forgot to do tonight. The door is open, won't you come on down? And just come on down. Please come on down, down, down.
Brian Lorente, Homegrown on Win 98.5 with Your Country. So you're saying you're going back in the studio. When are you expecting to get back in there?
I'm hoping June.
June, all right. So
by June.
Hoping to have a new album probably first next year then.
I think before that, truly, I think I want to try to pump one of the singles out as fast. I really want to come back with one of the new singles as fast as we can. I'll call you first, obviously.
Well, very cool, man. Well, congratulations on everything. 245, great album. And keep looking forward to that new album, and see you around here soon, man.
Thanks for the time, Cody.
See ya.
All right.